The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to No GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. But every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, you're going to love this one, tax saving tips with Matt Pace, CPA. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you as always for having me, Ken.
And you made it through another tax season. How do you do it? Do you have like a cot in your office? Like, how do you get through this?
Yeah, I might as well have like a Murphy bed here that I just pulled down from the wall and just kind of post up here for a good, you know, portion of 3.5 months. We don't leave here too much.
Well, I know some of people tuning in this morning saying, I probably have some PST over, you know, getting through tax season this year. Some people have found this year very taxing, different tables change. So, hey, let's jump right into and see how we can help out our listeners. And, you know, what type of mistakes, let's start there if you don't mind. What type of mistakes are you seeing that taxpayers are making and something that can be corrected?
The big thing is the communication with, you know, your CPA, your accountant, and the people who are handling your taxes. We run on an information business. So the more information that we have, the more communication we're able to have with clients, the better we can assist and find, you know, those deductions and credits that they may not have even realized that they were eligible for. So, you know, having the fearful approach is not the best way to go about it. I know sometimes it's very overwhelming for people during taxes. It's like, oh, I got to get my taxes done. It's kind of a stressful time. The proactive approach and getting that early communication out, maybe in the beginning of the year, that way you have a few conversations before your taxes are kind of put together. I think that's the best approach. So your accountant, your CPA, and the people preparing your returns know as much as possible, you know, in order to get you to save that money and put money back in your pocket and not into the government's.
Right. So I always hear this lot, hey, I have to go to my accountant and get my taxes done. I have to get my taxes done. And I get it. I use that type of terminology myself. But the fact is, it's not about getting your taxes done, right? It's about how to have strategies or how to you can reduce taxes. Now it's about getting them done. So how can you help our listeners trying to figure that out too? It's not about getting it done, but it's a kind of a year-long process, not just a April 15th deadline.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of ever evolving. Every year is not going to be so cut and dry. Every year things change as far as situations for people, work situations, and there's just a lot of changes, obviously, on, you know, yearly, monthly, all those different types of basis. But I just think that, you know, you got to have the proactive approach, like I mentioned before, of really having and doing your due diligence, you know, yourself. You can't just, you know, drop all your paperwork off of the account and be like, okay, here, you know, do my taxes. You know, you have to be a little aware of what's going on. I'm not saying be an expert. You know, that's obviously what you come to us for.
Try to help yourself in some way, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, you hear people, oh, well, this, you know, this is taking place and this tax law is changing and this tax law is changing, or this might happen, you know, with the Secure Act 2.0, there was a lot of changes. A lot of stuff affecting retirement and RMD age and a lot of things like that. So it's good to do your due diligence and know a little bit before, you know, coming in. Obviously, we know as much as we can. We, you know, we're continuing education every year, doing training every year on the tax law updates. So we're trying to stay
up. It's changing on us. Gosh, well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Of course, you're going to find us right here every Sunday morning, right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, tax saving tips after that tough tax year. So You know, when I think about organization, I think about a lot of my clients tell me they have a lot of their paperwork on the dining room table, on the kitchen table. We prefer to put ours on we have ours on the kitchen table ourselves. So I was wondering, what type of organizational tips could you give our listeners when, you know, start preparing for taxes and the kind of year-long cycle that we should be preparing for taxes?
Well, thankfully, we live in this beautiful technology age where we can have everything, I mean, if not everything, basically PDF version or electronic file of some type. So, and I would assume that, you know, 99% of listeners have a computer and they're able to download their tax forms and do such things. So it really speeds up the process and it makes it a lot easier to organize everything. You know, you create a folder, 2022 tax, 2023 tax, and just, you know, put all your documents in there.
Sounds like a scanner would be a good thing to have, right? To get these pieces of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but there's a lot of electronic delivery for almost all documents now. You know, there's still a few that are, you know, snail mail here and there that you might need to, but yeah, scanner would obviously help. But there's, you know, for mostly all the documents, you can electronically download them, which makes it faster to then get to us. So we can start on your return easier. So instead of, you know, putting it in the mail, waiting for that week turnover for us to get it, did we ever get it, receive it?
Oh, snail mail is so efficient these days.
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess versus everything else. But right, fax, emails, scanners, probably, you know, I guess pigeons, I guess they can do some work too during this time. But I feel like people need to have some type of system, right? Whatever works for them, whether it is, you know, taking these documents and turn them into a PDF or whatever the case is. But gosh, we rely so much on technology. I'm sure you've seen so much change in your, you know, being a tax professional all these years.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly love it. I'm, you know, as an accountant, I love to be organized. I think it comes along with the territory. So we have a giant, you know, very extremely secure database, which we house, you know, all documents. So even, you know, people bring us their documents, we scan everything. We try to reduce any, you know, unnecessary printing of 200 page tax returns and all that. So we try and keep everything electronic and
save some trees too in the meantime. Would that
yeah,
be better?
We're trying to be eco-friendly here, you know.
Please.
So, you know, then if people need their prior year data going all the way back to, you know, 2012, we have it on, you know, I can easily send you an email of that, you know, tax return, any documents you might have from that year. So it's good to have everything electronically. It's a lot quicker. You know, you ever need anything, it's almost instant access.
And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time, 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. For every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, tax saving tips with Matt Pace. Before we go back to this interview with Matt and give you some great tax saving ideas and organizing yourself, I want to make sure you get that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Hear Mike Bennett just talk about it. I think you're the perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Get your pen and paper out. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. And the early bird gets the worm. Here we go. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. You can get this book for free right now. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning without fail. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine on. So I called it the Healthy Happiness Show, or Happy, Healthy, Wealthy, all these kind of things, from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning. I'll be right here with you. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And around 6:15 on the Andy Bell Show, you hear from Bill Kugel. You've heard that kind of Southern accent. He'll give the national business news, what the indexes did or didn't do, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ, and the local Hudson Valley business news, all right there. So we kind of keep you informed throughout the week. And of course, Sunday morning, we present A GPS for Your Finances. All the information, including my TV segments this past week, radio, newsletters, educational articles, are right there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? No, we're not going to put it yourself in the car. We're trying to navigate you around all these things, including today's topic, taxes. We're trying to navigate you so you can try to make the right decisions for your retirement. So MahoneyGPS.com, right? Back to today's topic, tax saving tips. Right before the break, Matt was saying, geez, you know, it'd be nice to get organized, save some trees, get these things electronic, PDFs and so forth, as opposed to some people having things in your dining room table, kitchen table. Nothing wrong with that. I have things in my kitchen table too. But to try to get it so it's easier to research down the road. So during this tax season, there were some changes. You were mentioning the Secure Act and so forth. Can you kind of say what some of the changes were for this past tax season?
Yeah, the Secure Act 2.0, there wasn't too much change as far as 2022, but 2023 and forward, there's going to be a lot more going on. You know, the RMD required minimum distribution of retirement plans has been increased. Then, you know, you have different types of, you know, savings accounts that are now going to be sponsored by employers. As you know, we really found out that, you know, people out of our generation haven't been saving much. They're not putting away for retirement. It's a little tougher out there financially. The housing market is still, you know, red hot, along with interest rates rising daily. I think they again rose today. Right. So it's, you know, There's a lot going on there, and it's for a lot of future changes. But the big one I wanted to talk about at least was, you know, the thing that I saw this year a lot was under withholding of, you know, federal tax. It all stems down.
So explain that to you, to the audience. So, you know, get a W-2, right? There's withholdings, you get zero exemptions or 20 some exemptions, right? So that's kind of where someone would see not withholding enough.
Right, exactly. So in 2018, when the law changed, the tax law changed, there was a big kind of overhaul with that, came out a new W-4, and we've been using the same W-4 for years before that. I'm sure you filled it out, you know, married, filing, your number of allowances, 1, 2, 3, 4. So that changed completely in 2018. And since then, it's kind of just been a whirlwind for taxpayers, not really understanding how to fill it out. I've been helping and walking a lot of my clients through it when, you know, they're getting new jobs.
I'm sorry, some people say, oh, gee, I'm short. I owe $4,000 to the federal. They get all upset, but they also recognize that things have changed and they haven't changed the withholding. I believe me, 90% of the time I say to people when they think they're, you know, getting a check back, but instead they write a check to the IRS, I usually say about 90% of the time it's the withholding number that's probably messing up your situation.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And the big thing is that a lot of people aren't seeing or reading on the W-2. It's very confused on the W-4. Excuse me. It's very confusing. There's this little box called the multiple jobs box. And people get the assumption that it's like, okay, if I hold myself multiple jobs, right, then I check it. But I only hold one job, so I don't check it. Unfortunately, that's for the entire household. So if you and your spouse, your partner, you know, you each hold a job, a W-2 job, that actually combines together your income when you file. So they're not taking into account the multiple jobs within the household. So it's only taking into account one W-2 for the entire household, then, you know, leaving you very under withheld and not, you know, withholding the proper amount of taxes, leaving you that big tax bill at the end of the year.
Right. So look, I just feel like it gets more and more complicated. Of course, I believe in people should use professionals like advisors like ourselves, tax professionals and so forth. But is there a place where maybe someone doesn't really need a tax professional and they could just use TurboTax? And where does that kind of cut off from, okay, I can use TurboTax to, wow, I really need an accountant or professional because things have gotten more complicated?
If you have more than W-2s and maybe some interest, from there on, you know, I would say you should seek, you know, professional CPA help and some guidance and advice regarding your, you know, tax preparation. Those W-2s, if you have one W-2, two W-2s, maybe a little interest from a savings account, you know, a lot of people can handle that themselves on TurboTax and really, right. You know, don't need to look out. But anything past that, when you start getting to brokerage statements and business.
K-1s and all those.
A lot of stuff.
1099s and all the other type of things. So, I just always feel, you know, when clients come in and they do their own TurboTax, I'm like, I get the heebie-jeebies. Again, great service. You're right. But it's for some people and for some other people, it's more complicated. And again, you want to make sure you're hitting the right deductions. I always say, like, I don't know, I'm not a tax professional myself, but I always feel when it comes to, like, TurboTax, which is great to get your taxes done. Remember, say that's a theme today, not just about getting them done, but it's like a year-round process. You know, how do you make it where, okay, you got your taxes done, but you didn't miss any deductions? And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now, the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. And today's topic, tax saving tips with our own Matt Pace, CPA. He's going to give you in this segment a little more information if you want to reach out to him. But you just heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So I'm a semi-autobiography about my dad, who had a pension, had an annuity. Gosh, he had healthcare, vision, dental, he had it all. And it's not your father's retirement, not your mom's retirement, not grandpa, grandma's, where the companies take care of you. Get it, right? So what we can do chapter by chapter, try to build back as best we can, not your father's retirement. For the first 20 callers right now, we'll get that book for free. Here we go, 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. Today's topic, tax saving tips from Matt Pace. And of course, stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next called Shine On. So 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning. I called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous, I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And at 6:15 p.m. on your way home, you're going to hear, that's on the Andy Bales Show, Bill Kuga, Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give him national news, breaking down the S&P, NASDAQ, what the local Hudson Valley Index did. So we kind of got you covered around the clock what's going on with these crazy markets. All of our information is at MahoneyGPS.com. Again, I had a couple of TV segments this past week. We keep radio archives. We'd like for you to get onto a newsletter list. It doesn't cost anything. It comes out every Tuesday evening, and we'll keep in touch with you throughout the week. Here we go, MahoneyGPS.com. Now back to Matt. Before we go into our last segment here, where can people reach you? They say, wow, this guy sounds kind of smart. I don't want to do TurboTax anymore. May want to get a second opinion. How can people reach you?
You could reach me at my office number. It's 845-639-6301. Or they can shoot me an email at mpace@parrotscpas.com.
Matt, probably, you go back and forth. I mean, you're the type of G man. I mean, Tarrytown to, I guess, New City, Westchester, Rockland. So you get to spend some time in the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Yeah, yeah. Not a bad thing.
It's a little threat, both sides of the county.
Yeah, we find ourselves kind of all over the place, you know, depending on where our clients need to be. You know, existing clients, newer clients, I'm all over the place, you know, trying to make it work for anybody.
That's great. Okay, so if you're tuning in, you're a small business owner. I mean, what type of recommendations or strategies could you get to them?
seek the correct professional guidance. If you are a small business, which I work with, I mean, you know, hundreds and hundreds of small businesses, the tax plan is your most important strategy in your business. You want to keep the most money in your pocket, not the government's or really anybody else's. And there's a lot of deductions and credits and a lot of things that you could be taking advantage of. But things have to be set up correctly, properly, and you know, sitting down and discussing somebody's, you know, little business that they're just starting to build up and get bigger and bigger every year, you know, it's a lot more beneficial to get a good tax plan that you're going to change every year. That way, you know what you're doing, and you can focus on your own organizational, you know.
Right. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. But every Sunday morning right here in Westchester and Hudson Valley, 100.7 WHD. We're hearing from Matt Pace. He's an accountant, CPA on both sides of the bridge, Tappan Zee Bridge, that is, New City, Rockland County, over in Tarrytown as well. Digging into, you know, so we went through April 15th. Actually, it was April 16th or 17th this year. I forget where. April 15th fell on a Saturday, so I think it was the 17th or 18th. But again, the taxes is a year-long process. And what do you think, again, you're talking about deductions. Is there one deduction that people keep missing that you say, oh, that's something you could share with our listeners this morning?
I think it's honestly just more, at least in for New York, I should say. So, you know, back when the tax law changed, when we were speaking before in 2018, the 2106, the unreimbursed business expenses, was, you know, a good way to utilize a lot of not reimbursed expenses that you would pay, you know, that your job wouldn't, you know, reimburse you for. So we found that kind of, instead of not having that on the federal side, we're utilizing that more on the state side. So, you know, from New York State, they have their own itemized deduction, a 196 form. So we've been utilizing that and trying to kind of squeeze every dollar out of those deductions on the state side, now that the federal hasn't been allowing it for some years now.
Right. Now, I listen to a lot of clients who want to take those deductions. Sometimes they're afraid to. They say, oh, gee, if I take the deduction, I may get audited. I mean, what's your kind of thinking around audited versus taking deductions and the concerns that a lot of people have about, oh my God, my number's going to come up and I'm going to get audited?
Well, the most important number, or one of the most important numbers, is the federal ID number that's signing off on your tax return. So when they see our firm or very, very, you know, well-versed firms, you know, the federal ID number that's signing off on it, chances are, if they are, you know, randomly selected for an audit, they look at audit records and then they're like, okay, well, this has, you know, 100% no change audit. We know they're doing things above board here, so we're not going to even audit you. So it's more about the professional guidance and help that you have on your side, that should make you feel more comfortable on taking the deduction, taking the credit that you are allowed to under, you know, the tax law.
Right, because some people just feel like, oh, gee, if I take too many deductions, somehow my number's going to come up, somehow it's going to be my way. So, wow, this has been great, Matt. I mean, kind of, you know, after tax season, take a deep breath after a couple of weeks later, have these great tips throughout the year. And also, I think, you know, if the answers that you were given, you know, it really should be exploring whether or not one needs professionals or not. And it seems like the more this world gets more complex and there's more deductions that people can miss, it seems like it makes a lot of sense to go the professional route. Matt, thank you for your time. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.